Welcome to Floating Nifty Podcast. My name is Shouwen.
And I'm Noah. We're recording two episodes in one day because we're heading out to go on our trip pretty soon. We want to make sure everything is ready for you guys so we don't skip any weeks. So a little bit extra tea high this session.
Which will be fun. And then this session, we will continue from the previous episode on the structure of a scent and the structure of a tea broth. And last episode, if you guys listened to it already, we compare a Dongding fragrant, a lightly oxidized Dongding, and a Dongding traditional, a Dongding tea that has been oxidized just a little bit more and then medium roasted. Whatever you perceive, what I think is a better tea, I do prefer Dongding traditional because there's more puffiness in the structure and there's more the scent goes a bit further as well. But I'm in no ways to tell people that roasted tea is better. And so today, or darker roasted tea is better. So today we are going to use actually another lighter tea to go against the Dongding traditional again.
Sounds
and
good.
See, I mean, if you really have to ask me which tea I like better, I guess in the end I will tell you. But my goal is not to have information or have a really strong message to tell people that roasted tea is better, okay? Or darker roasted tea is better.
So today, we're looking at the power of light tea.
The power of a light tea.
That could be the name of the episode.
So today, we are going to use Alisan High Mountain Oolong and lightly roasted.
Oh, that's the one you wanted to drink. Okay, cool.
Oh, which one do you think?
No, that sounds great. I thought you were talking about the Yunnan Oolong Wuban.
Oh, okay. 这个是五十.
五十.
So we are going to use a lightly oxidized oolong from Alisan, but lightly roasted by our teacher, Mr. Zhan, and to go against our Dongding traditional, which is supposed to oxidize just a little bit more and the roast is stronger, and to see, to compare the structure.
Yeah.
You know, that's not even to the end compare which tea is better, but just to compare.
What they both do, right?
Yeah, what they both do. And also today we're going to use two white bowls that look like, the size look like a rice bowl, maybe a little bit smaller than rice bowl.
Like a rice bowl for a small person.
Okay, and I think they are roughly about 150 millimeters, and we just put about, I didn't actually measure the tea. I said today I should put 4 grams. I think 3 grams of raw tea is just not a lot of tea for the bowl style. So I use, I think, roughly about 4 grams of tea. And what is bowl style? Please just listen to the beginning of the last episode.
Or look up grandpa style online. I mean, it's kind of like that.
Kind of like that, but with a spoon.
Yeah, basically we have, I calling it cereal bowl style last time.
Oh, it's gonna stick.
I hope so.
It's gonna stick because there's grandpa style, which people, it doesn't exist in Asia. So even though the name come out of in Hong Kong, but yeah, okay, let's not talk more about that. Sorry.
Anyway, cereal bowl style.
Cereal bowl style.
You got hot water, you got tea in the same bowl, and then a spoon to siphon off the liquid.
But don't go to Asia and say you want to find
cereal bowl style.
Cereal bowl style.
They will
okay.
think you're very weird. You can tell them that I made it up, and then they will say, who?
And they will not know who that is.
Yeah,
that
doesn't matter how much you explain it.
Yeah. Never heard of a floating nifty and never heard of Noah.
Especially haven't heard of Noah.
Never heard of Shouwen. So here you go. Okay. And then let's do it. The outline is more like last time too. Okay. So I just pour hot water into two bowls of tea. One is Alisan High Mountain Oolong. Sorry, we don't have this tea on the website because we really don't have the quantity. It's not our regular Alisan, actually. And then
it's
second
a special
one.
Special noon picked Alisan.
Yeah. So anyway, we don't have a lot of quantity on this tea, so we don't put it on the website.
Yeah, we just call it noon picked Alisan.
Noon picked Alisan.
Really light charcoal roast, so you can't really taste the roast.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the fragrant Oni may have been lightly roasted too with electricity. Who knows?
Yeah. So the same thing, soak it with hot water until the leaves pretty much open up and then use that soup spoon porcelain soup spoon and then go in and then smell. Well, touch the broth, the can of broth, and then just an empty spoon will attach a lot of smell. So first round, the same, smell what it actually smell like.
Just like smelling the bottom of the cup when you drink your tea. It's just like when the broth evaporates, it'll create more scent.
Yeah, so it smells the Artisan High Mountain Oolong. Non-peak Artisan High Mountain Oolong smell. Also, wow. Some high notes. Yeah,
we're just talking about the notes right now, huh?
Yeah, some high notes. If you can go into what is specific smell like, I'm really bad at that, so I'm not going to elaborate. It smells like a gardenia flower, for example. I'm really bad with those things.
It's floral, though.
It's floral and something high, light and high. Yeah. And then...
A little bit like milk candy, too.
Milk candy? So maybe it's Jinxuan varietal.
Maybe.
Let me see. Very interesting. And then second cup will be our Dongding traditional egg. And the scent smell roasted and cooked vegetables, just like last time. But the toastiness is actually quite last, this one. But last time, we soaked it for a long time before we even went to smell because we had some technical problem. And so the tea basically was soaked for like 10 minutes before we went on to talk about the episode. And so this one is just probably soaked for a minute and a half so far.
Yeah, so cooked vegetables, also fruit again, more like pit fruit,
yeah.
Stone fruit.
Okay. And just like last episode, after you nail down with this, you can think about the growing method. You can think about the processing. You can think about the varietal if you are really good at that. And then the second round, please pick up the soup spoon again. And if you brew tea, then just smell the surface of your tea broth. You can do it that way too. And smell, if you can see a shape of the bouquet and if you can see where it's going. And so like this Artisan High Mountain Oolong, it's really soft, really thin, and it passed the nostril and it has a feeling that I have no idea where it's going. It's like escaping from me. Even the scent tried to escape from me today.
Actually, when I was first smelling it, you started talking about notes, and I realized we're supposed to be talking about notes for the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like it was like a cloud.
Yeah. It's like it's just floating, and it's very interesting.
But it is. It's not big, thick.
No.
Heavy notes.
It's a light tea.
It's thinner, more delicate notes, but they're really, really. They reach really far.
Yeah.
But they expand in a different way than the Dongding does.
Yeah. Because if you notice last round on the Dongding fragrance, it's like the processing technique is very similar. And the Dongding fragrance is a more basic tea. It's a good tea, basic. And it's just very straightforward. You can see the line very clearly.
And it's more like one line.
One single line. Yeah. And this one is more like you don't know where to grace.
How many lines
like,
there are. It's like, really expansive.
And it's very soft. And then let's go into the Dongding traditional. The line is thick. You can actually detect a line because it's thick and also pass beyond the nostril. And the line also very clearly, if you can see where it's going in the head, you can see it pretty clear. And there is a expansion. And then the Artisan one is like, it's really hard to know where it's going. And yet the presence is there.
I guess it is like the traditional is more like one line, but it's one line that it expands.
Big.
It gets bigger actually as you breathe it in.
Yeah, it gets bigger, yeah.
So it does bloom in a way, but it's not a bunch of separate, you know, things happening all at once.
Mm-hmm. And then
really sturdy.
The tea probably had been soaked for at least 5 minutes, 10?
Actually, yeah, about eight or 10 minutes
okay,
now.
Okay, cool. And then the same thing. Use a soup spoon to scoop out some tea broth into your own cup. And then first cup, maybe just focus on what it tastes like, the flavor of a tea. On this Artisan, young fruit for me. And then after I swallow the tea, then the the high, almost citrus related kind of a flavor show up.
Yeah, like crispy apple or citrus or those kind of kind of more bright fruit feelings. A little bit floral. Mm-hmm. A little bit floral.
Dongding traditional taste. Toasted. Almost like toasted soybeans today.
Mm.
Yeah.
Let me try.
And with some stir-fried vegetables mixed up together. When I think about food, I think about Asian food, so... Of course, that's where I grow up, huh?
Mm. Here you go. More like roasted vegetables in the oven with butter? No, no, I don't miss butter.
No, but there is that buttery feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent.
But yeah, it tastes like cooked vegetables, like plump cooked vegetables. More like zucchini than like a
piece
of spinach.
Yeah, more like zucchini, yeah.
And then there's a fruitiness there. There's a toasted grain kind of feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then the second cup on the texture, just identify the same thing. Light towards medium towards heavy, super heavy, too heavy, can't stand it. Too light, can't feel a damn thing, or whatever.
Talking about the weight of the tea broth. This one is actually, I think I said this last episode, is really fun to do with people.
Mm-hmm.
What's the weight of the tea broth when you feel it in your mouth?
Because a lot of times when I start to mention tea texture, people just like give me a question look, like, what? And so before we go look at a shape, let's look at the weight. And I think weight, everybody can feel it. And if you still feel a little bit confused with this, you have experience, trust me. And if you are already a drinker, think of lager versus... If you already drink beer, for example, think of lager versus, what is that dark thing?
Sorry. Stout?
Stout. Here you go.
Or if you have this experience, you could think about Guinness as a stout versus maybe your local stout that's really thick.
Mm.
Yeah, because Guinness is actually a pretty light beer, but it just has more dark notes. Just like a black tea has dark notes, but it's not necessarily a heavy tea.
True. And so you can actually detect a weight pretty... Yeah.
Or you could do a Belgian, like a heavy Belgian beer versus a lager. You know.
And then if you are not beer drinker...
Coffee.
Yeah, stop talking about beer. coffee, you know, South American coffee versus Sumatra coffee, for example. If you like... No, I also don't drink coffee. Then you can think about juice.
Yeah.
Do you drink juice? You know, you can think about some of the juice, like watermelon will be, I think, on the lighter side.
Mm-hmm.
When you make it into a juice, and then you can think about some fruit that maybe...
If you had pure cranberry juice, that's heavy.
Oh, okay. Here you go. That's actually not drinkable on itself. It's like a medicine.
Mm.
You know, yeah. And if you drink soup, then you can think about pho noodle soup versus your biscuit, cream biscuit.
Oh, bisque.
Oh, sorry, bisque.
Yeah, like a or like a beef stew versus a pho broth.
Yeah, something like that. So you think about those things that you can detect pretty well on heavy versus light.
Or even like a vegetarian broth versus a bone broth, and you can start to feel, oh,
here you go.
What's the difference?
Okay, so this one, the Alisan High Mountain Oolong, pick at noon. Let's see, the weight.
Medium.
Medium, yep.
Pretty like straight clear. Medium.
Yeah, straight medium.
Yeah. It's a little bit heavier than the Dongding fragrant was.
Yeah.
Not by much, though.
Not by much. And then the Dongding traditional. Medium towards heavy. Like there's a heavy weight on this tea because of the roast.
Yeah, heavier than the Alisan for sure.
Yeah, heavier than the Alisan. And the color shows too. If you look at the color, the Alisan is kind of jade green towards light gold, and then Dongding is brown gold.
Almost approaching orange a little bit.
Yeah, orange, brown gold.
Mm, heavy. Heavier.
And then the third one. What did we do on the third one last time?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so there's a...
So there's the flavor, and there's the weight.
Oh,
and
watch the, how it spreads, right?
How it spreads on your tongue, okay?
Yeah.
I normally don't break it down like this. That's why I don't remember. Mm. So I just go for it, the overall feeling. So third infusion or third cup, I guess we don't count this as infusion. When it's like half cup full, I just fill it with more boiling water.
Yeah, getting close to 20 minutes in the bowl.
Yeah. And then the Adisan one, let's see how it spread in the tongue. Beautiful. No effort. No effort. There's no effort. It just,
it's a really soft spreading, but it spreads all the way.
Yeah, it doesn't
roof
even
of the mouth, no
it doesn't
problem.
In a way it doesn't spread, it just like here
it's
I am
there.
Boom.
Yeah.
Underneath the tongue, on the top of the tongue, on the top of a roof, but very soft. All the presence about this tea broth is it cover every part of the mouth in a really soft way. And it doesn't even need to spray. Almost like it connects to the scent and it's like a cloud.
Yeah.
Why do I need to spray then?
You can't even tell when it starts to spread. It just
yeah,
is there.
It's just there.
Yeah.
And so this one also then, in a way, I don't know if you noticed in the last episode, we talked about the speed of a tea. What a tea can do in a speed way, like slow motion or in a really fast way. Like sometimes it's so fast you cannot even detect it. Or you detect it, but you can count it. One, two, three, you can still see the speed. Mm. This one is like, okay, I don't try.
Yeah.
This tea broth is give me a feeling that I don't need to try.
Yeah.
I am here. And I just have that puffiness, you know. And then let's look at Dongding traditional. Where is it covering the tongue in a way? Or the mouth, overall inside of the mouth. Also have that presence. It doesn't need to try very hard. A little bit.
It is. It's a little bit more tough. It's
a
like
little
a,
bit trying,
yeah.
But it's a tough tea.
Yeah.
It's a
very strong tea.
It's a strong and it's a kind of a on the rough side. It has a really wonderful strong.
But at least you can watch it. You can see
yeah.
where it's going. You can watch
yeah.
the movement pretty clearly.
Yeah.
Whereas the Adisan, you almost don't see.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already all over your mouth.
Mm-hmm,
this
mm-hmm.
one you can kind of see, oh, it hits the tongue, spritz the cheeks, goes up to the roof of the mouth and the below the tongue a little bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a thick movement.
Yeah.
You can feel it. It's like a pretty like a coarse
yeah.
way of moving.
Yeah.
Whereas the Adisan's very fluffy.
Yeah. But at least it moves.
Oh, it moves. Yeah, it moves.
It moves.
I mean, a tea
some
that
tea,
moves, gotta,
when some tea doesn't move, is then it will be more like they say one-dimensional, more use a better word, simple.
Yeah.
And this one, Dongding, will be a tea that you can see it moving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Dongding traditional tea is a wonderful tea to watch the tea presence, and it's big enough you can actually see it.
This is an excellent teacher tea. I call
yeah.
this a
teacher. Oh, this tea
I call
is
this
great.
A teacher.
I always do this tea with in a tea class, and people can really see the shift. And it's a wonderful tea to bring onto the table to let people start to notice the shift in a really clear way. Like its presence is so big that you cannot like not notice the tea. Yeah, I love Dongding tea for this reason. Yeah. Okay, and then the next one, let's see its dimension.
Yeah, start to watch that. Third dimension show up.
Third dimension, or even more dimension that you can imagine.
Mm, sounds great.
Yeah, I don't know how many dimensions are out there. So let's do the Adisan first. If you can hold a piece of cloud in your mouth, I would say it will be this. Or hold a good piece of marshmallow.
Mm, the really, really soft one,
really
though.
Soft marshmallow, and don't even think about the sugar part.
Or like a meringue, like a good meringue, that puffiness.
Yeah, it's yeah. It's seriously, this tea, most strikingly, is on the effortless part.
Mm.
Like it has no, it doesn't need to show you, it doesn't need to demonstrate how good it is. It's just like, I am puffy. Mm. I don't need to do it. I am. I don't do. I am. Mm. Wow. And let's do Dongding traditional to see its dimension.
I'm still feeling that.
I know.
Cloud. It feels really good.
It also puff up, and it got to do it a little bit. The tea has to do the puff for you a little bit.
Feels like a hydraulic, like you can feel. It's a little bit more mechanical.
Yeah, which is also very
good. Which is great, yeah. And it's actually great. Really important to, I mean, for my personal tea journey, it was really important to learn from teas like this.
Yeah, to actually learn the movement before you can actually not to need to know where they are coming from, and you can feel it. That actually takes a little bit practice. And if you guys do any of exercise, yoga, tai chi, first when we start to learn how to move, we got to watch somebody move and try to imitate how they are moving. And then later, you can move it in a more connected way. And later, you might actually have a teacher who can just like show you a movement. You feel it's so beautiful. You can still see it. And then if you do an interaction one, that is the teacher can maybe throw somebody else on the floor and you don't know actually what happened. Like the speed is so fast and you don't know where the energy is coming from, and the person will be on the floor. For example, this kind of a phenomenon, I would say it's more, I mean, this tea is not trying to throw anybody the alisan, but it has the power of you don't know where the energy is coming, the source of that puffiness is coming from. It just is that way.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really beautiful to me. But in other words, in a different way, is the Dongding traditional will be a better tea to learn, I would say. Yeah, because sometimes when you are not there yet, and then when you hit a tea, like they say, this Noon Peak Alisan, you might feel like, so what's the big deal about this tea?
The lightly oxidized tea, it tastes good, but...
It tastes good, nothing is happening.
Yeah.
But you don't, the thing is not you, I don't know. Maybe I'll say 10 years ago, I might not know how good this tea is because my capacity is not there yet.
Yeah.
And so always, you know, keep learning and keep prepping yourself. Aim high, but remember, you got to step the first step before you can get there. And for me, tea and my tea journey, my martial art journey, is that I am so eager to be there, and yet every day I have to remind myself, step one, what do I need to practice with my tea tool? Oh, I want to be amazing like my tea brewing teacher. Step one, what do I need to practice? Sometimes it's mechanics. Sometimes it's watching the water. Sometimes it's practice the mind. All those things.
That's the hardest part. It's so hard to do that every day, but it's the only way to improve, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, we are a little bit off the subject.
Yeah. So,
and then there's
fun to watch both these teas.
Yeah. And then the fourth cup, there's try to see the length of the broth. When you start to swallow the tea.
The angle?
The angle. If it has an angle, who is leading who? Does it move beyond the throat area? And we'll just stop right there, okay? As I say in the previous recording, I would like to focus in the texture a couple more episodes. Kind of let's get all grounded before we try to fly with our tea. And when you guys are already, someday I will take you flying with my teas. I call them dragon teas. And it's really fun. If you don't know what that means, you can seriously fly with your tea without doing psychedelics, by the way. So this next infusion or next cup, Alisan High Mountain Oolong Peak at noon time. Let's see how the broth is moving. The moment it hit the mouth, the moment you decide to swallow it, how is it moving? Can it move? It move. Trust me, go into your stomach, okay? Don't spit it out. It move without effort. It's like gliding down.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same thing into the throat.
Yeah. It just glides down. Okay, Dongding traditional, it also passes through the throat really well, but it takes, just like in the mouth texture, it takes a little bit movement, effort. It's the tea have to try.
I think it's a more angular.
Yeah, movement. Also more angular. It's you got, can see really yeah, clearly.
You can see the path that it's taking, and it's got harder edges, if you can say it that way.
It's almost like a, you know those, how do you say those things that kids play? A slide. Here you go, Liu Hua Ti. Some Liu Hua Ti has some slides have a very clear angle.
Oh, it's like okay. This tea. Yeah, totally.
You know? Yeah. And so sometimes if you listen to me talking about this tea in the shop, I say it's like try to shovel it into your throat. I mean, it sounds really bad, right? It's actually really fun for me. I mean, physically, I won't do that to anybody or food that anybody have to shovel like food into my throat. But dunking tea broth, you almost feel like it's just like gathering at your throat and then just like, I'm moving down. Mm-hmm. And there is an angle.
Yeah.
There is a very strong angle.
It's got defined edges, whereas the Alusan is
it's very small.
Almost you can't see where the edges are.
Yeah, there's no edge. It's, everything about this Alusan is very smooth. Everything about it is puff, it's puffiness, it's softness, it's presence feel in every single corner. And so it doesn't need to do because its presence is that way. So if you can watch, if you have to really break it down into the movement in a way, in a slow motion, then you will be like, I'm puffy. So no matter where I am moving into, I'm puffy. And I'm very soft and very smooth. So puffy. And then from the mouth to the throat to the, and there will be to the body, then there will be a different subject that in a future that we'll talk about that route as well. Yeah. When the tea passes the throat, how does it reach to your body and what is the presence? Those will be really fun stuff to discover. And I hope you guys think this is really useful. It is useful and fun. Okay, don't...
You can do this with any tea.
It's
endlessly fascinating to do this.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be... You have to do it in steps. You can do it in steps like this. It makes it pretty obvious.
Yeah. Yeah.
But noticing this kind of stuff, is essential.
And then if you cannot detect it, please don't get frustrated or don't think you are inadequate or anything. Just keep going at it. Sometimes, something will just show up and it will just hit you.
I've said this before and I've practiced with this Dongding traditional seriously for I think 2 full years of drinking it almost every single day, the same tea. And I was trying to figure out what the heck Sean was talking about. And I still feel like I could see it more clearly. I'm starting to see it pretty clearly now, but it took me a long time, and it's the whole process is fun. You're drinking tea. It's not like you're breaking your knuckles against concrete or something. You're drinking tea.
So make it
practice.
Yeah, make it fun. Yeah. And if you want to go further, if you don't want to do this, then just drink tea. It's fun anyway. Yeah. And it tastes good, it feels good. And if you want to get further with this, practice this, and seriously, you will hit some moments. I think it will be super frustrating.
And you hit some moments when it's like, whoa.
Super beautiful. Yeah. And so, as I said before too, try to drink tea with people.
Mm.
Like what I can sense and what other people can sense are, it can be so different. And I keep learning from you guys who ever drank tea with me, because you guys look at tea differently and there's so much I can learn. So you can learn from other people who, I mean, unfortunately, we got to do it long distance like this. You kind of just hear my voice. My ideal way would be you are sitting right in front of me. And then we can all share this cup of tea together. To talk about these things are easier when I am right in front of you. And to have a tea also that we drink together rather than just everything is so verbal. But this is what we could do right now to reach out to you and for you to connect to us as well.
And play with it and think about these ideas. And if you have other tea drinkers in your area, seriously,
reach out to them.
Yeah. Reach out, drink tea together, and see what they think about this and see if you how you can grow together.
And so use these opportunities more like explore. Discover your tea, discover yourself in a way. And it's so fun and so challenging. And I love it. So please communicate back with us to see if you like this kind of sessions. So that I don't feel like I'm talking to a wall. Because after all, tea is about communication, I think. Mm-hmm. And so, reach out to us, write us an email,
ask questions
or feedback, etc.
I think if you want to ask questions, totally, if you feel comfortable, ask questions by email, private message us. Also, feel free to public message us on Facebook or Instagram, then get the conversation going so more people can join in.
Totally.
But just let us know what you think, mm-hmm. what you're thinking about, and ask questions.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So happy tea drinking.
Yeah.
And
check out our website, tell people about the podcast, all that good stuff.
And then that's it.
That's it.
Okay, cool. Yeah. We'll see you.
Next Monday.
Someday.
Some Monday.
Yeah, some Monday or virtually. No, visibly. I don't know.
Virtually?
Yeah. In front of me. Happy tea drinker.
Bye-bye.
Bye.